The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, it's a Friday, although last night we partied like it was a Friday, so today feels like a Saturday, but we're going to get through the show. Let's do this. Friday, on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying, fun, looking forward to the weekend.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Texadelphia on Montrose, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master, back in studio keeping us on air. And the ninja keeping us on air out here at Texadelphia on Montrose. We're out here for their official grand opening.
Keeping us on air for now.
I mean, it is the ninja.
It's about 1 minute into the show.
I would say 50-50 we make it through an hour without him screwing something up. But that's okay. There's women here for him to talk to here. That's why he'll mess up. 713-780-3776 is the number, 713-780-ESPN. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a 0, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. We're at the brand new Texadelphia on Montrose. And how about this? Happy hour specials available today only. $3 drafts. $4 house margaritas, and so get your butts on out here. If you have recovered from the party last night, you should be at Texadelphia. So if you're just getting off work in the Montrose area or it's on your way, come on out. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports is going on, man. What's going on with you? It's a Friday.
It's a Friday, and I'm sitting here staring at the beer trying to decide, do I really want to get back on that train after yesterday?
Ooh,
I kind of do.
You went hard in the paint last night.
I did. It's funny now. And then there was the after party. I was pretty good until I got to the after party.
I didn't do the after
party. Yeah, we did a lot of shots at the after party. And, you know, but I was sucking down that Thrive Plus like it was, you know, candy. And so I actually was pretty good this morning. But at the end last night, they finally kick us out of the bar. And Rachel was going to give me a ride home, but her car got towed because she parked in the wrong spot. And
whoops.
Managed to get home, and I get upstairs, somehow get up two flights of stairs, lie down in bed, and the wife says, dude, you reek of weed and whiskey. Get the hell out of here.
Oh, no. But when I come home and I've got that smell of libations, it's often like, you need to get in the shower immediately. You can come to bed after you shower and brush your teeth.
I think she knew there was no way a shower was happening because I was lucky just to get up the stairs. Yeah. And then I'm thinking, oh, man, I got to go back down these stairs now to get to the couch. But I did, and to her credit, this morning when I had to take her to work, she walks downstairs and goes, good time last night? You know, yep. And that was the end of it. But, man, I didn't feel right until about – I got to the gym about 11:30, and I start sweating, and I smell the whiskey coming out of my pores.
It's when you know you rolled hard the night before.
And see, the thing is, I didn't really feel hungover or drunk because I take so much Thrive. I felt fine, but I felt a little off. And then once I got through the workout, I was great because I got all the whiskey out of my system.
I mean, I don't want to throw you under the bus, but I was told that some people were leaving the party and found you outside – like in a puff circle.
Yeah. So? We had some listeners said they had always wanted to indulge in that with me, and did I want to participate? And I said, absolutely.
Good for you.
And, so we did. It was very cool. The bigger problem was there were so many people who said, what? You didn't invite
yes,
me.
Yes, please. I would love some salsa.
Yeah, she's, everybody was like, why didn't you invite us? I'm like, well, because. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Go around and tell the whole place, hey, we're going out so you can share somebody else's stuff? No.
No, no. Typically,
you don't
that's,
do that.
That's a bad call.
But, yeah, it was good, too, man. I was like, you know, nice and serene.
Good
the
for
whole
you,
time.
Man. Good for you. Way to end the night.
Well, and I got to say, great party. It was really cool. Everybody who came out, you know, there have been very few moments in my radio career where, you know, you're going to remember something because
right.
I think the first time we went to Beaumont, it was just nuts at that place. And we're like, holy bleep, how do we have so many fans? that was one of them. Last night was one of them just because getting to meet so many cool people. And a lot of them we see come out to events all the time, but a lot of new faces. And everybody seemed to have a great time. The women were kind of wild. I think I was touched inappropriately at least twice.
Good for you. Zero times for me.
Well, there you go. You just weren't hanging around with the right drunks. And then I got to hear a lot of stories about things that happened last night. I heard Barry's story about him getting accosted by some dickweed. But rumor has it Tyler was really drunk and, in fact, very emotional.
Yeah.
That according to the promo team.
Oh, did he cry?
Just going on what Tasha said over here. Yes, I'm calling you out, Tasha.
So I was today one of the interns. Who's the new giant intern, the guy who's bigger than me?
Travis.
I don't know. Oh,
Travis. So I was there working on a project, and as I'm leaving, he says, hey, man, are you leaving right now? And I've never even spoken to this guy, but I said, yeah. I said, is that all right with you? And he said, oh, my bad. I thought you were Tyler.
Oh.
Really?
Ooh.
Come on, man.
That he's going to have a great career with our company, not knowing
man.
The difference between our biggest star and Tyler.
Hmm. That's tough.
Yeah. But there were a lot of cool scenes like last night, like Granato wandering around with a full case of Coors Light, just handing it out to everybody.
Granato was holding court almost all night.
Yeah.
Like, just people surrounding him and his hands in the air, talking loudly, telling stories. So I think everybody had a good time, man. And I was actually glad to meet a bunch of the listeners. I know everybody who I met was like, I know you hate people, but and it's like, no, I don't really hate people. What I do hate is when there's 300 people in one room and there's no air conditioner.
Yeah, that's
what I hate.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. But at least once we opened up the poker room and some people went into kind of the culture map area, it cooled off a little bit and it wasn't as bad. But the fact that people stood in line to get in to this party was just incredible. And, I mean, I've never...
How much time did you spend in the champagne room?
Which one was that?
Mr. Gow's office.
Oh, I missed out on that.
Oh,
but apparently,
no.
Apparently, one of our friends.
A lot of babies made last night in that room.
Yeah, well, one of our friends went in there and basically stole his vodka and his Astros book.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, she just told him, I'm taking it. And
he was there?
Yeah, he was in there.
And he said okay?
Yeah.
God.
So it's not really stealing.
She must have been hot.
That one's okay. I just ate a full one. Oh, okay. About to say, wait a minute, Wilbur. There's no way I can eat that.
It's like, do it, Fred. Do it.
I know. I'm very fat, but no. Not going to happen.
Mine looks so good. I'm ready for this segment to be over so I can eat it.
Well, you have 2 minutes.
I'll survive.
But, I'll say who it was. It was Brittany, the little blonde, was the one who went into his office.
Okay.
Which I'm getting to know Brittany a little bit. Not surprised at all.
No,
she's
she seems like the kind of girl who gets her way.
She's a fun. She really is. But there was Candy was sad that she didn't get to meet you last night, but she did get to meet me. But I think more people.
I feel like
you.
I met literally everyone last
night. Well, I can't even remember how many pictures I took and hands I shook, and I just was so happy to see so many people that care this much about what we're doing at the station and the shows, that it just blew me away, man. It really was a cool moment, and a cool event. Really appreciate you guys coming out, and that's one I'm not going to forget anytime soon.
My Tyler reminds me of the most awkward moment of the night last night when I was walking and I heard someone at my back yelling, "Fred, Fred, Fred," and of course I kept walking, and then he came up and touched me on the back, said, "Fred," and I turned around and said, "Dude, I'm not Fred," and he was like, "My bad, man, I'm drunk," and I was like, "God, how drunk can you be if you think I'm Fred?" Like, that's a... I didn't know we had that much booze at the party.
That's the other thing. People were only supposed to have 4 drink tickets, right? And there were some people that were absolutely hammered. So I know,
yes.
I know there was some pregame tailgating going on, but there was probably also some drink tickets being sold on the black market.
There was also some situations where there was wine poured sitting out, and people would just walk by and grab 2 or 3 glasses and not put down a ticket.
Yeah. Well, there were some hammered people, but it seemed like everybody had a good time. There were no fights, which with some of our guys I was concerned about. But just a great time all around. And Steven says another interesting part about last night. We finally got to see the infamous bathrooms you guys always complain about.
Oh, I bet the bathrooms were a wreck by the end of the night.
Oh, man. I went in there once, I think, and it was already just like, but we're used to them. But I do want to say, for those of you who attended last night, yeah, next time you see Michelle, just say thank you to her or any of the promo crew, because they worked their asses off last night. And when I left, I started looking around going, oh, my God, the cleanup here is going to be a disaster. When I went back to the office today, they cleaned it all up. And, they arranged everything. And the only glitch was with the raffle. Nobody could hear their numbers called. So I actually have the numbers for you. And so if you have your raffle ticket, next segment, I'm going to read them off, and you'll know if you won something if you were at the party last night. So,
all right.
So we have like 2 Spikeball game sets, Tune Up the Men's Salon gift basket with gift card, Astros replica World Series ring courtesy of 49 Fastball, and the official WWE folding chair featuring John Cena. So I have the ticket winners for those, and I'll read them off next segment. And, thanks one more time to everybody. Really, I was blown away by the whole thing. And
it was fun.
Yeah. And I got to smoke weed with some listeners. So
yeah.
That was always cool. All right. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about what's coming up tomorrow night on HBO. Sergey Crusher Kovalev, 32-2-1 with 28 knockouts. He's back in Atlantic City for the 4th time, marking his first visit back to the Jersey Shore since 2014 when he beat future Hall of Famer Bernard Hopkins, unifying 3 of the 4 light heavyweight title belts. He recently defended his title in March in a dominant performance, and looks to return to prominence as one of the greatest fighters in the world, pound for pound. He's looking to get over those Andre Ward losses and prove himself worthy of another shot at the top. And his opponent is no pushover. Eleodar Alvarez, born in Colombia, now residing in Montreal, undefeated and looking to stay that way in his HBO debut, shooting for a world title in his biggest test to date. It's going to be a great fight. Kovalev, as you know, an action fighter, a knockout fighter, and it's always fun to watch him get into the ring. Sergey Crusher Kovalev returns to defend his light heavyweight title against undefeated Eleodar Storm Alvarez live on HBO's World Championship Boxing plus knockout machine. Dmitry Bivol puts his title on the line against proven ring warrior Isaac Chalimba. Don't miss Kovalev versus Alvarez plus Bivol versus Chalimba live Saturday, August 4th, 9 o'clock Central. That's tomorrow night, and it's only on HBO.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Texadelphia on Montrose. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz on a Friday at Texadelphia, the brand new one here in Montrose. There's also one at Westheimer in Dunvale, And they've, Texadelphia's longtime favorite for Houstonians, and happy to have them on board here, man. They reopened last year on Westheimer in Dunnville, and this is their second location. It's their biggest one yet. So come check it out. They've got four more in the works, including one down in Galveston.
Nice.
Vintage Park, Cadian Memorial, all going to happen. Galveston, in fact, is opening later this month, so I'll have a new place to go when I make my next trip down to the island. John, did you have any wild and crazy stories from your evening last night?
No, just had to clean up after some people. You know, somebody spilled whiskey all over the Culture Map floor, but that's about it.
Probably my whiskey that all my friends got into and drank almost my entire bottle of Harvey's Remnants.
I heard about that.
Yeah. But also, I want to just take a second to thank all of our sponsors who showed up last night. Not just the ones who supported the party, but guys like Aeros Medical Group guys were there, went to the after party with me. Whenever I talk about them and I say they're friends, it's the truth. Those guys are great. They were there. Sam from Big City Wings came. Carol from China Garden. Lawyer Dave was there. So a lot of our favorite sponsors showed up and had a good time, and listeners got to meet them, and it was great that they were there.
Beth was there.
Beth was there, yeah. This is a kind of a screwed up setup
what
here.
What are we going to do?
Yeah, what are you
going to do? Ninja's eating.
So I know. No, we don't want to interrupt his eating to try to make sure that your headphones don't get pulled off.
That's all right.
Yeah. But, so that's pretty much. Okay, I promise these raffle ticket numbers. Read off real quick, and then I'll tweet them out. So you can't do anything about it now. Really? I wonder about this guy's attitude, John. All right, here we go. All of them start with 487, so I'm just going to give you the last three numbers. The spike ball was 041. The other spike ball was 211. The tune-up, 267. The Astros ring is 131, and the WWE folding chair, 063.
Is it like a chair you can hit people with?
I hope so. I mean, why else would you have a WWE chair?
That's a pro wrestling chair, I would assume.
Yeah, you can mash people over the head and it won't hurt them. So, the only thing I was worried about I was worried about two things. I didn't want there to be any drunk fights, and all the guys were great. If there was going to be a fight last night, one of the women were going to start it.
Yeah.
And then I didn't want anybody crashing on the way home from driving and having that much to drink. But, couple things from the text line is apparently girls quit taking drink tickets and people were randomly handing out more tickets anyway.
Oh boy, yeah. I know. Like when I finally went up and started asking for beers, they weren't asking for tickets from me.
Yeah. And then Jared said he was in Mr. Gal's office, so that was a big bottle she took. Yeah, apparently she was just chugging the Grey Goose right out of the bottle.
Well, so. Hey.
So yeah, good time had by all apparently. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And, how was I actually saw you on Facebook Live for poker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Of course, when they came over, I was going to do something, right? Because, they're broadcasting, and I didn't really care because I couldn't win. So, I basically had 2-8 offsuit, so I popped it and then had two all-ins behind me after that. I'm like, ah, damn it, Can't even make a move on Facebook. And then yours, you actually won the hand.
I did. I didn't win very many, though. I won a couple good pots, and then realizing, again, that I was not going to spend my whole night playing poker for prizes that I couldn't win.
Yeah.
I made an announcement that whoever wins the next hand was going to win all my chips. And I ended up all in with deuce six.
Oh.
And
you didn't get the 3, 4, 5.
I almost did. I got a 3 and a 5, and it was it was looking bleak. But the guy, and I'm guessing that guy, I don't know his name, but I'm guessing that dude ended up doing pretty well because he knocked out a couple people. He had a pretty good stack going.
Mm. Now, I had such a cool group at the table that I didn't really want to leave, but then I was getting bored. So
yeah.
I basically... There were two guys in that, and one of them was a really nice kid who I've met before, and I was kind of hoping he'd get the chips, and he did. So I had second pair on the board, and I knew it wasn't good.
Right.
But it was like, okay, let's get out of here and go do some other stuff. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And It is Friday. We are at Texadelphia, the brand new one. And this is a nice setup, man. Good location, too. Right off of Montrose. Real easy to find. So if you're just getting in your car, heading out after work, this is your place.
Yep.
We'll take care of you. And I will, in the next break, tweet out all those numbers, too. So if you missed when I read them off, you know, not exactly sexy radio, but at least I will have tweeted them. Stalker Brian says, AJ called me creepy last night. I don't know how to feel about that.
You know exactly how to feel about it.
He's creepy. He's been creepy his whole life.
Yeah.
He's been creepy ever since we've known him. For almost 10 years now, he's been creepy. I don't know why that would surprise you. We have some creepy people who listen to the show. We also have some really cool people.
He was leaning up against your office door most of the night.
I'm just surprised I didn't find any used condoms in there.
I am, and
apparently
too.
There were a lot of people in my office.
Dustin and Holly were in your office alone for some time.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. I didn't know that. All I know is I went in there this morning and I had to clean it up because there were cups and garbage and all kinds of stuff in there. But, you know, so I don't know who left it. I don't care. Somebody had a good time in there. It wasn't me. and somebody left, like, a little tiny little bit of my whiskey just so they could say they didn't drink it all. I mean, it's not even a half a shot.
Yeah.
But there's a little whiskey left. Yep. Travis showing off the gifts he got from Beth last night. Yep. We saw those. She brought them in when she was on the show Wednesday. All right. So any sports you want to get to today?
No. I don't care about sports at all. I know the Hall of Fame game. Last night was
didn't see
a you didn't see it? You didn't wake up early and watch it?
I was a little busy last night, and then I was a little hungover this morning, so no.
Oh, that's shame on you. And did you see Urban Meyer's statement?
I did not.
Urban Meyer put out a statement today saying that he, quote, failed when he denied knowing about domestic violence allegations against one of his former assistants. He said last week that he knew nothing about the complaint or any other domestic issues that Zach Smith had during his 6 years at Ohio State. Zach Smith's ex-wife said this week that she shared texts with Meyer's wife detailing years of domestic violence. Courtney Smith said if she's not sure if Urban Meyer knew about the allegations, he said, here's the truth. While at the University of Florida and now at the Ohio State University, I have always followed proper reporting protocols and procedures when I've learned of an incident involving a student athlete, coach, or member of our staff, by elevating the issues to the proper channels. And I did so in regarding the Zach Smith incident in 2015. I take that responsibility very seriously, and any suggestion to the contrary is simply false. He admitted that he did not handle the situation correctly during Big Ten media days, saying that his job is to be clear, compassionate, and most of all, completely accurate. He said, at Big Ten media days, I failed on many of these fronts. My intention was not to say anything inaccurate or misleading. However, I was not adequately prepared to discuss these sensitive personnel issues, with the media, and I apologize for the way I handled these questions. So, Meyer did fire Smith on July 23rd, which is the day that the allegations became public.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm still not sure. I'm not sure how he makes it out of here.
Yeah, I still don't know how I feel about this one.
Yeah.
I think I need more information before I crucify the guy for it. I mean, it's a very delicate situation to be in. And, you know, I think in some cases, it's pretty easy black and white to say, you know what, Art Briles should have done something about this.
Yeah.
That one's pretty easy. This one, you know, I just don't know. I'm really not sure whether or not I can. I don't want to just join the outrage and say, oh, he should be fired, until I kind of know a little bit more about it.
Yep.
So, they're asking, are you going to watch Johnny Manziel tonight? I'm probably going to watch him. Watch a little CFL action tonight.
Not me.
See how Johnny Football does. So, that Christina said she had so much fun last night, and they had fun in the office. I don't really want to know what you guys did. But said, we'll be replacing that bottle of whiskey, Fred. Kind of hard to get that whiskey.
Well, yeah.
Fortunately, I know one place, so.
I've got a little bit of breaking news.
Okay.
Jung.
Oh,
thank you. Conor McGregor will return to the UFC after a nearly two-year hiatus to take on Khabib Nurmagomedov for the lightweight championship in the main event of UFC 229 on October 6th in Las Vegas. So Conor McGregor back after 2 years in October. Yesterday we found out that Nate Diaz is coming back to fight Dustin Poirier. Nate Diaz has been out for over 2 years. So a couple of the UFC's biggest stars getting back in there. I didn't know that I'd ever see Conor McGregor fight again. So that's big news.
Yeah, you didn't think he would fight again.
No.
You think he's already gone through all that money?
No, but I do think that he's got to find something to do.
Okay. All right.
He's not going to be – I don't think he's boxing again for that kind of money. So he's like, well, it'd be nice if I could continue earning.
All right. What do we have here, John?
I got to tell you about my guys out at Republic Harley-Davidson. They are the best in the business in so many ways. And their inventory is out of this world, both new and pre-owned. I tell you about that all the time. Their customer service, though, is what's really setting them apart. They strive for superior customer service, they've got an entire team to support you, the valued customer, on basically everything to help walk you through the process of buying a bike. They pride themselves on having well-trained experts that are always trying to make the customer happy. Come in, meet the staff, you won't regret it. And in August, they've got bike night, August 16th. There's going to be live music by the Paul Ramirez Band, free food, free drinks, door prizes, and demo rides. And it's a great time to hang out with some of the other motorcycle enthusiasts in the city. Only at Republic Harley-Davidson, and that's the only place to enter to win the new 2018 Harley that they're giving away at the last bike night in October. They've got a huge tin sale going on August 13th through 18th. You get the absolute minimum price on any used bike, or you can opt for a new bike. You buy a new Harley in the month of August at Republic Harley-Davidson, you get a trip for two to Hawaii. That's real. So if your wife is like, you're not buying a new Harley, you could say, babe, I'm going to buy this new Harley, and then I'm going to take you to Hawaii. And Republic's going to pay for you to take her to Hawaii. That's a win-win. Get out there and check out the deals. You won't regret it. Let us show you why Republic Harley-Davidson is Houston's number one Harley-Davidson dealer. Stop in and visit them today. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or always online at republichd.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Texadelphia on Montrose. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Texadelphia. Brand new one on Montrose. Grand opening today and happy hour specials today only. $3 drafts. $4 house margaritas. That's for all people already here, too. You can just jump right in on those $3 drafts.
Damn, I didn't realize this was the grand opening. The grand opening?
Yes, that's why we're here.
Man.
They wanted the best, they got the best.
You've become very important, Fred.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
No, this is, they wanted you here, not me. They didn't care about
you. You've become very famous, I have to tell you.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you, Donald.
There was a lot of people last night asking me how long you're going to let me ride your coattails.
I did have one guy come up and he did ask me when I was going to go ahead and retire so you could get a real co-host. I think he was joking because he was smiling when he said it, but it also kind of sounded like the drunk thing you say when you want to tell the truth to somebody and act like it's a joke.
Yeah.
So I think he probably meant it.
Probably did.
But other than that, man, everybody was just so cool. It was, and Brittany did want me to point out that she did kick everybody's ass at Papa Shot.
Oh, even Joel Blank?
I don't know who won Papa Shot.
Joel Blank hoops it up 7 days, 8 days a week, probably, like the Beatles.
Yeah, but Papa Shot's not like real basketball.
It's exactly the same thing.
Oh, okay. Tracy said she did take a video in my office, hashtag good times. Glad to know AJ survived being around so many humans.
I managed. Hmm. Barely, but managed.
Ah, but
Yeah, it got pretty wild in there. Good times, though. The whole thing when I got in today, it's like, did you hear that they broke into David Gal's office? And I'm like, whoa, what? And so apparently there were like 20 people in there. So
Jay asked for early thoughts on Khabib versus McGregor.
Yep.
My thoughts are the same. They've always been that if Conor's ever dumb enough to get into the cage with Khabib, he's going to be mauled. And I don't think fighting that dude with 2 years off is going to be ideal for him. I think Conor McGregor is going to get the business. So,
what do you think the odds will be on that fight?
I would guess probably you might get like minus 160 or so on Khabib. I mean, if you think Conor's going to win, you're going to get a plus number and you can make some money.
It's pretty rare when you get a plus number on Conor.
I'm just telling you, don't give money to Vegas because that's what you'll be doing. Mm. But that's one man's opinion. John, are we going to play that interview with TJ Dillashaw today?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay. Whenever I'm just making sure I didn't come into work.
When doing the 6 o'clock?
Do what?
When do you want to do it?
John, you're the producer of the show. You tell me when to do it. I just want to make sure that I didn't drive into work early for no reason.
No, I have it.
Okay.
How long is it?
I mean, it might be 10 minutes.
All right, we'll do it at, let's do it at 6:15.
Okay.
How's that sound?
See, Fred just power moved you, John. You're the producer of the show, and Fred was like, well, if he's not going to do it, I'm going to do it. And he made a decision.
Well, part of the problem is I can't hear him.
Yeah, I can't hear him.
Yeah, his voice is so low in our headsets that John could be talking right now, and we wouldn't know.
Nope.
He could be saying, no, we're going to do it. It's 6:27, and it's going to be this, and it's going to be this. Nope, I wouldn't know. So we could barely hear you. John, you're going to have to communicate via G-Chat with me. Sorry. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Be happy to take some calls.
No, we're not taking calls. We're on remote.
Oh, that's right. I always forget. So apparently that was
Lori. Dang, someone's in your DM putting pictures of them kissing you?
She just wanted to know if it was okay if she tweeted it out. I told her yes.
Damn.
I'm telling you.
The DM collection. Getting nasty, Fowler. Her husband was there.
I know.
He just didn't care?
No, he was trying to get on the other side and kiss me. So... it was a little...
It was the Fred Fowler Appreciation Event.
Well, I mean, it was my idea.
Yeah.
You know, although...
So you threw a party for you, is what you're saying.
Well, it was really a Blitz party.
You threw a party to celebrate your great successes.
No, the truth is, we threw a party for the Blitzers and then invited the rest of the show so they wouldn't feel like they were left out.
Oh.
That's basically
what
it
makes
was.
Sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we acted like it was everybody, but it was really all Blitzers.
It was really to celebrate our show.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the way it should have been all along.
Well, that's what it was.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Oh, yep. There, the picture of Pink Valkyrie with Bangy the Sex Bear.
Oh, the bear came out last night. It was nice.
Yeah, the bear made a reappearance. We all thought he was dead.
Yep.
But and ATX tweeted out the picture of it and said she now needs antibiotics. Lots of them. You do not know where that bear has been. None of us do.
Nope.
All right, so Texas Shore hit us up on Twitter, and I did tweet out the winning raffle tickets. So if you still have those, which I got to believe almost none of you do, but if you do still have them, check it out and see if you won. Did you see, I don't know if you saw this, Enos Kanter, how he learned to speak English?
No. Rosetta Stone.
Nope. He watched SpongeBob SquarePants and Jersey Shore in college.
Oh, well, I mean, that'll do it.
You
know how many episodes I've ever seen in my entire life of Jersey Shore?
As many as I have, I bet.
0.0.
Yeah, I don't even know much about it, to be honest with you.
I have kids, so I've seen some SpongeBob here and there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no Jersey Shore. But, hey, good for Enos Kanter. It served a purpose.
Somebody wants to know, did you punch anyone in the face?
No, I punched no one in the face. I'm a gentleman and a professional.
Hmm. Jared said Mr. Gal brought us into his office and pulled out two bottles. He was great about it, even when I spilled a glass of Patron on the floor.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Gal is all about that tequila.
And Mr. Gal, was all about celebrating last night. Yeah, he was all about celebrating the listeners.
Yeah, he was. And, you know, again, if you had a great time, you know, shoot Michelle an email or David Gal an email. Just tell them thank you.
Yeah.
Because they really did, especially Michelle and her crew, all the promo kids were terrific. I say kids, most of them. Well,
I mean, what they really do, put up some balloons.
No, man, they cleaned that place up afterwards.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they helped manage getting a line of people in. They did an awful lot of work. So,
okay. I didn't see the line. I avoided it.
If you looked at Twitter, you would have seen plenty of pictures of it.
I saw a couple pictures, but you know, pictures never do it justice.
No, but it was an awesome time, and a lot of people worked hard for it. So, and we'll do it again.
Cool. Well, when are we going to do it? The 1 year mark? If we're number one for a whole year?
I don't know. Well, we you know, today is. It's one of those things. Today is not the day to talk about that because we're still recovering from last night's party.
You partied too hard.
I haven't. You know, it made me realize.
I didn't shut it down last night because I had to drive home.
Yeah.
And B, my little brother came into town and he's been talking all week about raging tonight, which means that tomorrow I'm going to be where you are today.
Okay. I'm actually fine though.
Oh, now?
Yeah, I wasn't this morning.
That you've sweated all the whiskey out of you.
Yeah, or at least 80% of the whiskey.
Yeah.
I probably still got a little bit.
That's the worst when you, like, you wake up in the morning and you smell your armpit to see, you know, to see how badly you need a shower. And you're like, oh, that's Evan Williams' 12-year.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Yeah, that's a...
with a couple shots of Space City vodka in there.
That's too much. That's too much.
But, there's... You guys going to hit some beer places tonight?
We're going to go up to a brewery and then hit my house because I've got a bunch of beer to drink there that I've been waiting for a reason to pop.
It took me a second to recognize him. I hadn't seen him in a couple of years.
He looks like he's got a job now, right?
Yeah, he looks responsible.
I know. It's crazy.
Oh, but that sounds fun. I don't know what I know what I'm doing tonight. I'm going home and watching Canadian football and I'll probably have a little bit to drink tonight, but I don't do that.
Not too much, though.
No, I don't really do like I did last night very often.
Because you're going to want to make love to the wife tonight.
No, probably not.
No?
No. She's working. She's got, like, some international accounting crap to do. So
I remember
half tonight.
In Dallas for the Super Bowl, you were telling tale of how often you and your wife had relations, and it was mind-boggling.
Yeah, you know how long ago that was?
And now it's gone like...
Well, she has a job. Back then, she wasn't working.
She was like your indentured servant.
Pretty much, yeah. She couldn't work the first year she was here because of our laws, so had to do something. Well, might as well be me.
If you're going to earn some way, that's the way to earn your keep.
Yeah, but now that she's all important, I have no comment, but it's not like it was. Things change. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Texadelphia on Montrose. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. We're out here at Texadelphia on Montrose for the grand opening. They got $3 drafts. They got $4 house margaritas. And those offers are also valid over at the Westheimer and Dunvale location. Although, why don't you come here? Because we're here.
I don't know.
Unless they want to avoid us, which maybe somebody does. If you haven't had a chance today, check out sportsmap.com.
SportsMap.
I somehow managed to get updated this morning. Lots of good stuff on there, including Paul Muth wrote a little write-up on the whole listener party. He was there taking pictures and partaking also. Charlie Palillo's got his weekly column up.
We have our Harris County Houston Sports Authority insider on golfer Bruce Litsky, who passed away. That dude had it worked out, man. He basically just played enough tournaments to make a buttload of money and then spent the rest of his time on his ranch.
Yeah.
That'd be like if we could roll out and do one show a week and make the same money.
That'd be nice.
That's pretty much what he did. So that's a pretty good life he made for himself. And then your buddy Juggalo Trey has his Watkins Glen.
JT.
Baby. Yeah.
So he was a big star last night, too.
Was he?
There was a lot of people taking pictures with Juggalo Trey. A lot of people like saying, oh, you must be Juggalo Trey. People were very excited about him. I'm telling you, that guy's a star. He's a low-key star.
I think Juggalo Trey came by the after party last night, but I was getting pretty fuzzy by then.
What?
So, yeah.
You didn't smoke him out, did you?
No. Oh, we didn't do anything there.
That would have been...
We just drank there. Chris said, didn't win the raffle, but I still have my ticket because I'm wearing the pants to work I wore last night after sleeping
in
them.
Ooh. That's a Fred Fowler Vegas move. Right
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Fred Fowler anywhere move. God, that's the thing. I don't really do that much anymore.
No, you've slowed down.
And
you're not nearly as exciting as you used to
somebody
be.
Somebody said,
although last night was an exception. You were back to old school Fred.
Yeah, well, every now and then.
Thank God we didn't have karaoke.
That would have been bad. No, I wasn't. I really wasn't that bad until, like I said, after the party.
Right.
And, you know, but I'm an old. I can't do it anymore.
No.
I mean, I can, but I just choose not to. I choose to actually, I have too much stuff, too much real work going on to have fun every night.
Times are hard.
And about once every 6 months, though. So
like, probably tonight, then?
No. I'll probably have a couple drinks just to balance out, you know, make sure my blood still has some alcohol in it.
There's talk on Twitter of people being on the floor of the women's room, which, I'm sorry.
I understand Christina had some, she got a little ill.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, so.
Front or back?
I don't.
Oh, that's key. Yeah. That's key.
Apparently she was hurling.
Oh.
I do remember at some point.
We just can't take our listeners out in public is the truth.
No, our female listeners we can't.
I know.
The guys were fine.
They're all a bunch of wild animals, those ladies.
Yep.
I don't think I saw any of the dudes throwing up in the bathroom.
No, maybe later.
Yeah, not at
there.
Not at the party though. Like maybe in the parking lot, but that's after the fact. Once you're clear of the party, you're okay to puke. But at the party, you're puking. That's amateur hour, bro. Mm. Right?
Yeah. Well, but I do know they pre-gamed.
Oh, well. You got to know what you pre-game to a certain point. You don't pre-game all the way to drunkenness and then go to the party.
That's how they do it at Texans games.
Pre-game is warming up. Okay, you do it at Texans games.
That's tailgating.
So you don't have to pay $13 a beer in the stadium.
You were getting free alcohol here.
You don't pay for a bunch of booze to get wasted to pregame to go to a party where the booze are free. That doesn't make sense. You ramp it up. You warm up a little bit on those drinks you got to pay for. And then when you show up at the free party, you rage. Everybody knows this. That's, like I said, amateur hour. Amateur hour.
Yeah, well, those are our listeners.
Yep, what are you going to do?
Well...
We can't get rid of them. And
no, we don't want to get rid of them.
No. But just know we judge you.
Yeah, well, I think they know that. 713-780-ESPN. You got your Astros and Dodgers. You excited about that?
No.
Me either.
Not particularly. I don't I basically never watch baseball on the weekends. I'm not going to lie. I feel like now if football season's coming. I'm just trying – weekends, I don't want to have anything to do with sports. So – you know,
yeah, because you're not going to have a lot of open weekends here.
No, because football's going to start up, and my kid playing baseball takes up most of my weekends when I'm not doing football stuff. It's just it's a killer. So I'm milking these next couple weekends where there's just no sports going on at home.
I like to watch the West Coast games on the weekends because by then I'm usually home and there's nothing on except old poker. So I'll watch. I'll probably watch after the football game. But I'm not. It's not like I'm excited. Oh, they're rematch of the World Series.
No,
like, no, it's just three more games.
It's just a couple regular old games.
Yeah, but I imagine some people will be excited about it.
Will you be excited to see Bob Osuna?
I guess that'll be Sunday, huh?
Yeah. I really don't care. I want to see the reaction his first home game.
Yeah.
I want to see how he's treated his first day in Houston. If the fans are going to cheer him, if they're going to boo, what the move is.
I think there'll be a mixed murmur.
Okay.
I think he'll walk out there and you'll have some people, like there'll be a quiet boo, and there'll be a few people
cheering
him.
Are you going to sit on your couch and boo when that happens?
No.
Okay.
No.
Are you going to sit on your couch and cheer?
No.
Okay. So you're going to be neutral.
Because
you're a media professional.
Right. Yeah, I don't react that way. I don't boo or cheer.
Yeah, you know how to behave properly.
Or woo. I will not woo, I can tell you that.
Okay. Your neighbors say you woo sometimes, but that's
okay. No, that's complete falsehood.
That's inaccurate.
Yep.
Your Canadian neighbors, right?
No, don't have any Canadian neighbors.
No, or where are they from?
Buffalo.
No, that's Buffalo is Canada. Stop it.
It's close.
Still to come, this is what this is NFL Network. Still to come, Bills live practice at 7:15 or 6:15 p.m.
Is that NFL Network?
Yeah. God, who wants to watch that? I barely want to watch the Bills play games. That ain't good.
Yeah.
Watch Bills practice.
Well, it's kind of.
I feel like, you know, if you were at Patriots pack practice or Eagles practice, people would be like, oh, I'm Cowboys practice. People would watch that. But, like, who's flipping through the channels and like, oh, look what's got me here. Bills practice. No.
Yeah.
I feel like that's an instant flip by. Instant.
I don't know how you can watch it on TV and pick up anything from it. I've said in the past, I like going to Texans practices.
I hate it.
Because I do pick up on some things that they're going to try to run. And a lot of times there's more than one drill going on. Jesus, that looks good.
Get off my stuff.
Well, she put it here by me, so I think she was giving it to me.
Let me adjust that for you. Adjust your expectations.
Fine.
That's a cookies and cream milkshake.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm going to drink that while you tell me about your razor company.
Yeah, well, and it was a good thing that I had Harry's this morning, because otherwise, if I'd had one of my old razors, I would have chopped my face up. No question. But with Harry's, I have quality. With Harry's, I have affordability. I have convenience. And if you haven't tried it yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. I love the fact that I never, ever have to think about razors again. They just show up whenever I need them. It's that simple. And for a limited time only, you can try it out. New customers can save big on a Harry's shave with code FAOUR at harrys.com. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just, how about this, $3 plus free shipping. $3. And the great thing about Harry's is the replacement cartridges. I'm signed up, so those show up about once a month. They're just $2 each. They're less than half the price of what you pay for some of those big-name guys, and the quality is just as good. And they stand behind their products. If you don't love your shave, let them know. You're going to get a full refund. And if you want to check it out an old-fashioned way, you can get it at Walmart and Target now. So Harry's is in Walmart and Target. But they're not a shave club that forces you to subscribe. And auto refills are an option. That's what I use. But you can also buy one off, a la carte, online, or in stores, any way you want. Try it online. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for you. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you can get the starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.